Blessings, kings and queens. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000, BKA Diva Mary Kay, also known as the Blog Talk She-Ra. Welcome to Mommy Mobs each and every Monday. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live on the phone lines, and also everybody that's tuned in live online listening to the live broadcast, and also for you guys that's listening to the archive shows. Each and every Monday, you guys know that Mommy Mobs is a near and dear show to me. I came up with Mommy Mobs when I was pregnant with my daughter. My daughter is 2 years old now. Big shout out to my baby girl, Queen. And I thought it was important for us to talk about things that we go through as mothers and the things that we overcome and just get down to real talking. And tonight's show, I want to go over, you know, repairing your mindset and reshaping it, you know, especially after life has happened. As women and mothers, we have been through it all, from broken relationships and marriages to even a loss of our identities and our family. You know, though it may seem like sometimes we lost our way to the path that of happiness and success that we set out on. But know that that road is still available, ladies. That road is still available for us to travel and to cross. We have so much to look forward to. So I want you guys to take these few steps and put these jewels in your pocketbook to get you back on track. Back on track to repairing your mindset and reshaping your mindset for the better you and the more successful you, because that's what you aimed out to do in the first place, is to have a successful relationship, have a successful marriage, a successful family life, a successful career. So sometimes life happens, and I know definitely for sure, as far as having setbacks in life and a couple of barriers in life. So we're going to talk about a few things when it comes to getting yourself back on the ball. Getting yourself back up and say, you know what, life is not over. That relationship may have failed, or that marriage may have failed. And, you know, everybody, I'm not going to say everybody, but I know the majority of us have experienced, you know, cheating and affairs throughout relationships and marriages, and it can become very heartbreaking, or even down to the spouse asking you for a divorce, and you're like, wait a minute, where did this come from? How did this all happen? But, you know, people change their mind. A person can wake up one day and decide that they are no longer in love with you. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. And this is not just for women, it's for men too, because women go through the same thing. After a certain amount of time of being in a relationship, sometimes relationships and marriages get stale. And if the both parties are not working towards keeping it fresh and doing things that need to be done to keep the unit strong, then it's definitely going to fall. But does that mean that life ends and life stops there? No. Life don't stop. We stop. We get our feelings hurt. You know, we are disappointed, we're angry, we're bitter, and we stop focusing on the path and the goals that we set out to happiness and success, because we wanted to include somebody into our world that we find out later did not fit or was not qualified to partake into the lifestyle or in the journey that we were on. So the first thing I want to talk about, we'll start with relationships, you know, going through cheating and domestic situations and heartbreak and lies. You know, when somebody cheats on you, of course that breaks down your trust. That breaks down your trust and almost everybody around you. You know, you thought something, you thought that this person was into you and faithful to you, and you found out that they weren't, and they had a hidden agenda, or and then you still use. You know, and then you get to the point that you're either going to stay or you're going to go. If you're going to stay, you're always going to have it in the back of your mind that this person is going to, again, go outside of the relationship and hurt you and be not honest with you and seek attention anywhere elsewhere. And that can bring your self-esteem down. And it can hurt you very bad. You start to question yourself. Rather than question their behavior. Or you love this person enough to say, you know what, I know what happened, and I want to continue to stay and work it out. So you do have a choice. But if someone has cheated on you and was dishonest with you, 9 times out of 10, they're going to do it again. So there's no need to question yourself. If you've been faithful in this relationship, if you have been putting your good foot forward to this relationship and being dedicated and working through the good, the bad, the ugly, there's no reason to doubt yourself. And if you decide to leave, you guys break up, or you leave that person leaves you, you still have to continue to move on with life. Life did not end. Just that chapter in your life has ended. So let's talk about repairing after, you know, someone is cheating on you, or you've been in a domestic violence situation where someone has put hands on you. And of course, I know male and female, you know, that's something hard to definitely deal with. You receive some heartbreak and some lies throughout your relationship. It's like, and even in a marriage too, because when marriages break up, it get really, really ugly. Because now people are looking at the money, then you have children involved, then you're hurt over the affair, and then now you have family members coming and saying, oh, you know, you could come this way, or I told you that person wasn't no good, you know, and it's just outside opinions now, which is really not good for you and your process moving forward. So after all this has happened, you guys, the first things first, take some time out for yourself. I mean, after all of that, going through all of that, I would need some time too, and I did need time. You know, I needed time after I found out the person that I loved and had been there through the ups and downs on and off for 6 years. He had kids on me, lied to me, cheated on money management. I mean, it had went bad, and I came down to my lowest terms where me and my child ended up being evicted from our home on the cause of the person that I was in a relationship because of poor money management. And there was nothing that I knew nothing about what was going on. I thought the bills were being paid. I was doing my part. But, you know, you have to take some time for yourself. And when I say take time for yourself, is to, you don't have to speak to anybody. You know, you let your family and your friends know, I'm okay. I'm just taking time for myself to get myself together. Because within that recoup time, and I'm just going to call that recoup time, within that recoup time, you're going to need to let go. You're going to need to cry. You're going to need to hurt. You're going to need to refocus. You're going to need to go through the pain. You're going to need to pray and meditate. You need to be, for those couple of days, or however long it takes you, you need to get some time to yourself so you can be able to get out the pain and the hurt. And once you're able to get out the pain and then you get out the hurt, the next thing you're going to do is forgive yourself. Yes. Forgive you. Because you're going to get to a point where you're going to say, how did I let this happen? What was I thinking? How did I let it get this far? You know, why did I stay in that relationship for so long? Why did I put up with all of that mess? Why would I even send myself through all of that trouble when I know it was no good for me? So you got to forgive yourself. And know that you were making, or you stayed, or however you did it, was for your family. And you wanted to have a good relationship. You wanted to have a good marriage. You wanted to stick it out to the end. You wanted to be faithful to them. And you loved that person. You believed in that person. But you have to forgive yourself, even if it ended bad and ugly, because an ugly soul will bring out the ugly part of you. And somebody cheating on you, lying on you, beating on you, that will bring out some ugly stuff. And you guys call me up 347-989-0302. It's your girl Queen 1000, aka Mary Kay, aka the Blog Talk Shiva. We are now tuned in live to the Mommy Mom Show. We're talking tonight about carrying your mindset, repairing and reshaping your mindset. You gotta repair yourself after you've been hurt, lied to, led on, beat on, cheat on, broke down. You gotta start repairing yourself. And the first thing you wanna do is take some time off. And if you can take time off of work with pain, that's fine. Or if you can just take the time off to work to get yourself together, that's fine too. Because you're going to need to take that time off to cry and get the hurt out so you can start getting focused. After you take the time off, you forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for allowing those things to happen to you, because you participated in your own in everything. Rather, you were, you know, if you decide to stay after you found out the person was cheating on you, lying to you, having an affair, or you decided to stay when things were sour and you know that the relationship was over, or even if you decided to stay if someone was physically abusing you, you took part in it. So we have to hold ourselves accountable, but at the same time, we have to forgive ourselves too. Let's go into a music break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our next step, is to give an L. This is girl Diva Ebony B, now tuned in live to the Mommy Moms. We got some hot music for DJ M. Mills. Let's go.
World touring, cars foreign, wrist in the air, I'm Audemars. Champagne glass, drink pouring, party hard till the morning. Brooklyn boy, get southern love, shake your ass, show me love. Got me open, I'm throwing dubs, raise your glass, come with us. I'm about my business, steady drinking, I just let it fly. Like it's wings on my dollars, I just let it fly. Hands in the air, oh yeah, come on and let it fly. Let's go, let's let it fly, get ready, let it fly.
Let it fly. say a born stunner. I can blow money, fix it when I'm shopping. That ain't no money. I got my jeans sagging, money stuffed in them. I got 40 whips, way too much in them. I need me a queen, I need me a dime. Living this fast life, just show me a sign. I'm a G, I'm a G. Took her from the lane, put her on that condo on that beach. All she needs, all she needs is a boss on my level who provides her every need. All I fiend is a queen in my presence. I can hold until I die. A couple of G's in a bezel, I'm a boss.
www.itsmyurl.com/DivaEbonyB. Again, that's www.itsmyurl.com/DivaEbonyB. And check me out on all of those social networking sites. We're talking about repairing your mindset and reshaping your future. It's so important after we have been through it all. As women and mothers, we go through it all the time. We always have to continue to sacrifice. We have to be the ones to forgive. We have to be the ones to be understanding and push forward, especially when we have children. We have to be the better example, especially when something happens. Does it always happen that way all the time? No, it doesn't. Sometimes we are so hurt and so damaged and so broken sometimes that hurt and damage comes out as soon as we see that person or as soon as we talk about the situation. But I talked about earlier, before we went to our music break, about some of the things that we may go through in relationships and marriages, you know, being cheated on, you know, a domestic violence situation, being lied to, getting your heart breaks, and even with marriages. When a divorce comes, now it's all about the money and who's going to get the kids and who's going to get the car and the house and, you know, and all that. It gets really ugly, you know, and I've seen it on both sides of the coin, and it's not a nice thing. And it's unfortunate when you have children that the children have to go through it, but there are ways to repair your mindset state and reshape your mind for a better future. Reshaping the future. I know we get with people and we feel like I'm gonna be with that person forever. And I mean, I love this person, I'll go through it all, but it doesn't always happen that way. So after it's all said and done, rather long-term relationship, short-term relationship, or marriage, You have to take some time off for yourself. And after you take some time off, you forgive yourself first. After you forgive yourself, then you forgive that person who hurt you. And pray that they forgive you too. Just in case you did something wrong to them. Even if you feel like you didn't do anything wrong to them, just ask the Most High. Say, Most High, bless their heart and repair their heart as well as you prepare mine. And ask for forgiveness for that. And I know it may be hard. I know it's hard to forgive somebody who you feel has hurt you, did you wrong. I mean, really. But you have to do it. Because especially after you forgive yourself, you can forgive them. And after you forgive them, you can start to get back focused. It's time for you to bust moves. It's time for you to get back at it. I mean, really. And you can do it. Don't think for one moment that you can't do it. It's available for you. But you have to take that time. Those first three steps is to take some time off, forgive yourself, forgive them, and then you start to focus. Refocus. Now that we didn't got through the repairing stage, now we can start shaping a more beautiful future. The future that we planned out in the beginning. Who you wanted to be. Who you had planned to be. Let's say that. Because it doesn't stop. The path that we had created in our mind before we got into relationships, before we got married, before we had children, it's still there. It's still available for us. Now here comes the good part. Yes, it gets better. Even when we think it gets worse, no, honey, it gets better. And you have the authority, you have the power, you have the strength to make it better. It's there for you. The first thing is to get your vision back. Where do I see me and me first? Where do I see my career? Where do I see my children? What's next? Like, for real. Those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Get your vision back. And even I did this after, you know, after I walked away from the relationship after 6 years. I got into my own spot, got myself together, went through the time that I needed to for me, because it still hurt. You know, when you love somebody, it's going to hurt. So I took the time out. I started doing vision boards. And I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with a vision board, but I'll let you know what a vision board is. A vision board is something that you do. You get you a couple of magazines, all different types of magazines, travel magazines, magazines that has houses in it, cars, careers, medical, all of that. And you go to the dollar store and you get you a poster board. And what you do is you start to cut out those things that interest you in those magazines. If you see a beautiful house, say, oh, I love that house. It's beautiful. You see a nice car, yes, I could see myself in that car. You see an occupation of a doctor, a lawyer, or a caretaker, or whatever the case may be, you cut those out. And what you do is you start to, and I would suggest while you're out, you go to Office Depot or something like that. Or, I would just say Office Depot because it's more cheaper. And you print out a couple of pictures of yourself. Because what you're going to do is you're going to paste that house, that car, that career, your family, everything on that poster board in order, however way you want to set it up. And you're going to take your head, the picture of your face, and you're going to post it to those cars. I mean, to that body, or, you know, to that scene. You have to start getting a vision for yourself. And the reason why I'm suggesting that you do a vision board, because once that vision board is finished, then that way you can put it up in your house. You can put it up in the bathroom. You can put it up on the kitchen wall. You can put it up in your room. But this is something that's going to inspire you every day. Because now you can see your vision again. You can see the things that you really would like to have. You can see the happiness and success that you had started out in the beginning. Now you're shaping a future for yourself. But you have to find, you got to get back to your interests. Because sometimes as mothers, you know, we put so much into our families and our husbands and, you know, and to our kids and whatnot. We forget about the things that we really like. Even down to food. Even a dish that you want to try. You got to start doing stuff for you again on purpose. And it's not to say that it's going to make you a bad mother or it's going to make you a bad person or a bad wife. But you got to really remember your identity and who you are. You got to go back to what made you happy. Because sometimes we get to the point in life, especially after having children, that we do everything for the kids and we do so little for ourselves. And it's the little things that make the big difference in our lives. It's the little things that makes it, that gives us that energy that we needed. Like, you know what? I needed to sit down and have that little chai tea, or I needed to be able to get me a nice dress, or I needed to take that step to go back to school. Do something for you that's going to enhance you. It's okay. The family is not going to, the kids are not going to pass out, and, you know, the house ain't going to burn out because you decided to go back to school or you decided to take a different job. Even though I know it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But it is possible. So now you done got you a vision for yourself, which is awesome. Now you want to start planning. You want to start planning time. If you have children, you know that time management is so important. It's one of the biggest things when it comes to us and children. And big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. You're now tuned in live to the Mommy Mom Show with your host, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000, b.k.a. the Blog Talk She-Ra. And we're talking about repairing your mindset and reshaping it. Because as women and as mothers and as parents alone, you know, we go through so much, from broken relationships to broken marriages, even loss of our identities to our families. We need to take the time to start repairing some of the things that we went through. All of us have been cheated on. Well, not all of us, but the majority of us has been cheated on and had some heartbreak, some failures, some disappointments. And that's okay. But your mindset is the most important thing to a better success and a better year. If you want to get tuned in live right now, if you want to get to, on a call line, all you got to do is press the one button to get into the call queue. Or you can go to our chat room online at www.blogtalkradio.com/deeperspot. Let's go to New York. We got New York in the building. 347-337. You're now live on Mommy Moms with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Jimmy Spice calling from New York.
Peace, King. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Queen. I think that a big challenge is the community itself has issues. Therefore, the people in the community, our communities, are going to have issues. And so it's hard to solve the individual one-on-one relationship challenges when the Black African community faces numerous other obstacles that impede that personal development. Therefore, the relationship development, you know. So it's not as simple as, in the white community, they have much less to deal with financially, socially. Police brutality issues aren't as prevalent. In ours, we come with so much other pressure that it affects each person, and that also, of course, affects relationships. The Black man is under siege, the Black woman is under siege, so too. kind of damaged beings coming to the table going to come with some drama, and it takes healing for the person and for the relationships to work, and it's a tough thing.
It is tough to have a successful relationship, a successful marriage, carrying baggage, especially when you live in a community that's not really for you, or that cannot be for you. And it's crazy because it's like people mask how they really feel and how they really are coming into relationships and marriages because they're looking for relief from some of them things. But I thank you for giving your insight on that, because you're right. But is it fair to bring that pain or that baggage or anything like that? Do you feel like it's fair to bring that into a relationship? Because that's kind of like setting it up to fail from the beginning.
Well, the community is set up to fail. I think that in America in particular, the black community is not set up to succeed. So individuals in the community are, of course, going to be set up to fail. And I think that it may mean us being outside the box in many areas that we traditionally were brought up to think a certain way in order to make the relationships work. And I think a lot of this, since cheating is often at the root cause, sometimes I think one person is going to have to forgive, because otherwise most of the relationships won't work.
Oh, yeah. You definitely got to forgive. You got to let that go. When someone cheats on you and hurts you and lies to you, you know, and as I was saying early in the show, if you decide to stay with that person, you're going to have to forgive and move forward. But if someone cheats on you and lies to you, most 9 times out of 10, they're going to definitely do that again. It's about character. When you get to a certain point in age and you get grown, you got to get to a point that you know better and want to do better. You can't, you know, it doesn't make sense to try to go along with the trend. When you got kids and you grown and you call yourself, you want to be in a relationship, you got to hold yourself accountable as a woman and as a man. Because when you cheat on somebody or when you lie to somebody, you're not just hurting that person. If you have children, you're hurting the children too. And a lot of us need to really just take the time to really, you know, a lot of we jump into relationships like we just like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna jump into this relationship and not really knowing what you're getting yourself into, or not really knowing yourself after you've been hurt. But I really believe that as far as reshaping your mindset, you know, spend some time taking care of you. And even if you're a parent, you know, take some time to just focus on you and your family. And then the law of attraction. What you are is what you will attract.
Yeah, and that's I think that's also a challenge. There are some people who are not going to be monogamous ever. There are some people who, and if two people come to the table with that same mindset, then they might work it out. But if one comes with the mindset of, oh, I'm just going to be with you, and the other one has the mindset of, oh, I'm going to be with you and many other people, then that's a mismatch. And usually the person that is doing the other stuff isn't going to tell, you know, the main monogamous person. So a lot of times I think in the black community, people need to find people like them. If one is monogamous, find a monogamous. But if one isn't, then the sister's got to be like, yo, well, if that's how you rolling, I'm rolling like that too. And the dude might be like, bet. And they're like, okay, you stay safe, I'm safe. And sometimes that might be the solution, because it is very biologically programmed that there are more females than males. But also, once the female is pregnant, she's basically unable to get pregnant again. The man can continue, and that's not man-made. That's just how we are. Mm-hmm. So very often the taboo polygamous concept, sometimes that might be actually a scenario that works for some people who finding that it's not working any other way. You know, some of the older cultures, that's how they were. Many of the ancient cultures, the male may have had multiple partners. And actually, in some cultures, the female was the one that had multiple guys, and the guys just stayed with the female. We got to really think outside what we were taught. It won't work for everyone. And for some people, if they're going through drama, they got to find another way.
If you don't find another way of doing things, if the way that you've been doing it now is hasn't been successful, it's about, I totally agree with you. It's about the respect. A lot of black men and black women and men and women alone don't have respect for one another. It's you're not looked at as value anymore, and especially black women. You know, the black men, some of the black men, now let me not speak for all black men, some black men don't look at the black woman as if she is nothing, as she's a dog. You know, and then some of these black women out there, they carry themselves in that manner. But there is so much value to you. If you would conduct yourself and respect yourself with respect and manner and hold on and put your foot down, it would change. Just like for men, you know, they get with these women and these women turn around and they do them dirty. They have their kids and they go through the rest of their life trying to make things difficult for men after their relationship has ended. I think that's just, they do everything they can and say, oh, I'm bitter and I'm mad and whatnot. There's no need to go through all of that, because now you're going to pass that bitterness and that broken thinking on to the child. And then here we go again. Here we go again. And I think about that myself, because I have a son and a daughter, and I don't really need them to have to deal with that mess. But that's why it's so important for us to repairing our mindset and reshaping the way that we think, taking the time to improve ourselves and to heal those heartaches that we went through. So when we do get to, or if we decide to get into another relationship, or if we decide to love again, then we will be prepared, because you spent that time off that you had with being single and enhancing yourself. And not just enhancing yourself financially and physically, but mentally and emotionally.
And definitely not having the children continue any negative legacy, meaning the children they should be protected from all the drama. And
all
so
the
even
drama.
Even if a guy or lady has been hurt, you don't then diss the guy or diss the woman, because what that does is it teaches our children that there's a problem and they're going to repeat the same cycle.
Yes, they will, even if I don't like you and if I don't even want to ever speak to you again. You can have it to the point, if you guys can't get along and you're clashing, you need to come to an understanding where there's a safe place. Okay, the child is at school. Why don't you pick the child up from school after the child get out of school and spend time, and then I'll meet you there and pick the child back up, or the child is in child care. You know, that relationship still has to stay intact, where the child can still have two parents even though you guys are not still in the home. We just have to come to an understanding that we may not like each other or we may be hurt by each other, but we still gotta make sure that we are respecting each other in front of our children. We are working together for the child. Until you can get to the point where you can heal to be around that person, because you know, if you break up with somebody and you hurt, you don't really want to see their face. Let's really think about this. You get uncomfortable when you're around them. You may get angry, or you may want to cry, or you may just go through some type of emotion that makes you feel uncomfortable. But until you can get to the point that you can have a reasonable conversation with them, or be able to be in good spirits when you're around them, just meet at a safe place so the child can spend time with the mother and spend time with the father. That's all I'm saying.
And sometimes it also means the third person, whoever that new maybe that's the manner. Because if they're negative, that could really drag the child into more, you know, problems. More
and I will say this. I will say this. Do not talk and do not allow anyone to talk negative about you or somebody else to that child.
Yeah.
I had to stop somebody the other day. I came over to visit her, whatever the case may be, and she needed to vent. And I said, listen, we're going to have another time, but your child is here. And your child understands everything that we're saying. And I'm not going to sit here and allow you to bash him in front of him when that's his role model. No matter how you may feel about him. And and if you constantly keep talking about the hurt, this is what happens. And it's, I'm not saying that you don't need to talk about it, meditate, get it out. But every time you tell this story to someone about what happened between you and a person that you divorced or you broke up with, you relive the pain. It stays there with you. Every time. Every time you talk about it, every time you, next person, you don't move on from there. So you got to repair. Take some time out for yourself. Get lonely by yourself. You know, take some time out. Cry, get it out, get the anger out, do what you need to do. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for even going through all of that. Then forgive that person. And from there, you can get focused.
Yeah, see, that's where the white community and the black community differ. White people go to counselors, shrinks, psychiatrists, etc. People that have maybe 10 years of experience dealing with mental challenges and depression. Black community, we tend to not have that experience, and it's a taboo in our community to actually go and sit with a specialist. So what we do is we try to be a psychiatrist with no experience, well, with no professional training, and we make mistakes and screw up our own lives. So there's a lot that we can learn from observing how some other cultures, we may not agree with everything that that culture does or has done to us, from the slave trade to police brutality, but they surely know how to sit up on the couch and let a professional give them advice. The danger of that is if people don't get the right psychiatrist or counselor, what happens is you end up with someone that comes with a certain religious or social ideology that doesn't mesh with your own community, and then they end up giving you advice that is kind of from left field. So I would suggest find a counselor that is not black, at least a person that understands our experience and empathizes and can give professional feedback based on that. Because homeboy, homegirl advice, they may be a friend, but they didn't do, you know, 6 years of
coaching
training.
And then most likely, you know, and I like what you said about finding, you know, family counselor, counseling that match, because you can get with somebody that's like, okay, just medicate the problem. I see that a lot, you know, where I work at. You know, I work at a nursing home and everything is medicated. Everything is medicated.
Yeah.
Oh, depression, medication, anxiety, medication.
Yeah.
The pills that I see these people get every day, and I'm reading their charts and I'm like, all this person really needs is some TLC. This person is just needs some tender love and care. They don't need any anxiety pills or depression pills. They need to be loved and talked to. They just need somebody to listen to them. You know, and I've seen it. You know, I had went through a point in my life where my anxieties was super high. I watched my son's father drown right in front of me on a family trip. So, that was hard to deal with. And like you said, you know, homeboy, homegirl, you know, and for almost 3 years, I medicated with drinking and smoking. I didn't want to feel it. And then when it got to the point that I couldn't afford it anymore and I had to come back to reality, I had to deal with those emotions.
Yeah.
So I went and I sought out the counseling or whatever, and I'll never forget it. I was in New Jersey, and I went to Wayne, New Jersey. Matter of fact, it was Orange. And I seen this doctor that didn't know me from Adam and Eve. And he listened to me for 45 minutes. And then told me that I had post-traumatic distress. I was post-traumatic stress. And wrote me off a description for some pills. I was so disgusted. He just wrote me off pills. Like, yep, I'm going to listen to you and you can take these pills. I didn't feel those pills. I didn't do anything. What I did was I started meditating. I started meditating every day. I started meditating. I just got quiet and I started meditating. And then I just started releasing negative energy. And once I was able to release that negative energy, I was able to get focused and start reliving again. This was before the radio station. This was before anything. But it took me to get with myself, to get honest with myself, to have a vision of where I wanted to go, because my son was only like 5 or 6 years old at the time. And I had a support system around me. But the depression and anxiety kicked so hard in, like, that was my person I was going to be with for the rest of my life. We were 2 months from closing on the house. We were on our way, you know, and it was a very unfortunate time, but my drive and my determination, I believe, is what helped me to come up out of that.
Oh, okay.
I believe, because I wanted to be able to succeed, and I wanted to be able to provide a healthy lifestyle and a healthy living for me and my son. And looking at this beautiful little boy with these beautiful eyes every day was like, you can't give up. There's more. I still had a purpose. I'm still here living. And I've always been a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. Let me put this out there. I feel like religion separates people. But I've always been a spiritual person. I do believe in the Lord. I do believe that there is the Most High. I do believe that the Most High is always working for the benefit of us. But you have to take the time out to sit and just get still and look at what's in front of you, what you already have. You got to put a plan together. You got to prepare yourself for it, and you got to push. Because life don't stop. You stop. And I think go ahead.
The religious side is one that complicates the lives of, I think, our communities, because it's not done for spirituality. It's done for profit, for
control.
Finance. Yeah. And so I think spirituality does make more sense, but we have to be careful not to let other people become our, you know, they benefit financially by being our supposed spiritual or religious guides. But you're making it through. It's good that you have your radio show, because then you can impart some of what you experience to some of the people in the community who may not go into the, you know, so-called professional facilities. Yeah.
And I fell into radio, to be quite honest, and I love it because it's my journal. And I want to be used as a tool. I want to be able to motivate people. You know, Mommy Mobs is one of the 3 shows that I do here on Diva Spot Radio. You know, we do it from Mommy Mobs to we out here Wednesdays with the business owners and Frontline Fridays where we do it with the artists. It's all about motivating. I found through meditation that I love to motivate people. I love to see people doing well. I love to see people regain their stance after a setback or after things not going to plan. I love to motivate people to get back up and push forward, because I never would want to see someone, you know, none of my brothers and sisters or no individual broke down, depressed, anxiety high, drugs, addiction, you know, and living in Newark, New Jersey, baby, let me tell you something. If you can make it in Newark, you can make it anywhere. I live in Seattle, Washington now. I moved all the way on the other side of the earth. I moved all the way across the world. And I know the Most High had doings with that, but he brought me all the way across the world to this beautiful Washington where it's just nature and it's just calm and it's just beautiful. I have a lake right on the outside of my house, right in the back of my house, and in my backyard. Beautiful ducks. It's just a good way to meditate and get refocused on back on the beautiful things in life, so you can be able to have that energy, that strength, that drive, that joy to get up and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can close the door on yourself. You can close the door on your life and your kids' life.
Yeah. By the way, have you thought of A, writing a book about what you're saying, and B, becoming a professional on the circuit motivational speaker? Because people like Les Brown and all that kind of stuff, you know, they actually make it a business model where you help people without using up all your financial resources. So you put out your book, you go on a speaking tour, you do your radio shows, and, you know, tie it all together as a brand.
I am working on my motivational speaking right now, and I'm glad that you just said that. I didn't know that Les Brown had that, but I will be checking that out. But I have been doing some motivational speaking locally, and I love it. And I love it. I just started the motivational speaking at the top of last year, and it has been quite a beautiful journey. And as far as a book, I have not really thought about a book. I was thinking about some type of maybe like videography or something like that, but I will look into that as far as looking into a book. But I will check that out and listen and check out Les Brown and see what those got going on in the midst of working on my medical career right now. But yeah, I've been using my station mainly as a tool to reach those out there who need to be motivated, who needs to hear from someone who has been through it. Family members dying, loss of jobs, broken relationships, losing kids and family and all types of stuff, you know. But life doesn't stop, you stop, and we got to remember that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a fine line between helping others and hurting ourselves. What happens very often is people that care about other people end up giving both time, finance, emotional fortitude, etc. But what white people are good at doing is turning it into a business model. So you have the Red Cross, for example. You have philanthropists who actually are multimillionaires and billionaires. But I think in the Black African Moorish community, we can take our experiences, pain, and brand it. And it's not thought of as positive in our community to make something a profit model, meaning, hey, you go through pain, why not put out a book? Why not write a movie? Why not, you know? We think we got to give, because that's what we have been taught. But I think I'm just encouraging you to make this something profitable that your son or your children can inherit. And they then say, we are now continuing to market and publicize our mother's books, our mother's movies, our mother's albums, our mother's radio show, as opposed to, you know, them not having the financial side. In other words, if we go through pain, why can't we make it profitable? I'm not talking about like preachers now. That's different.
Yeah.
Preachers that promise a heaven and then take people's money. I'm talking about actually giving something back in exchange for the payment. The preachers just give back a good feeling. That's it. But a show like yours or a book like yours that could be pending could give people tools on how to maneuver through the ghetto struggles that many of our people experience.
Yeah, the ghetto struggles are real, and it needs to be talked about. That's funny that you said that. I was just talking to my mentor the other day. I was like, you know what, these ghetto struggles, we have to definitely strike down on them and talk about them. But I'm glad that you have really given me that energy and brought that to light, because I was not thinking about making a profit off my motivational speaking. I was more concerned with just healing people. I'm always going to be concerned with, you know, healing people, but you are absolutely right, because it does take financial movement to get the word spread elsewhere. And you're right, that's something that we've always been the ones that's been caring and giving and want to help, and, you know, we don't receive anything from it. And that's where I believe that that's where some of our ancestors went wrong at. We taught them what we knew, and they took it and turned around on us and enslaved them people. But
you're absolutely
right about that. So I just wrote that down, and I would definitely be looking into that, because, you know, you feel a kind of, I've to be quite honest, I felt a little uncomfortable, like, should I be making money off of this? Yes, you should. to keep the lights on at the radio station, to keep doing what you need to be doing to empower people. But it's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000, BKA the Blog Talk Shira. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on the Mommy Mom Show. We're talking about repairing your mindset and reshaping your future. We got a couple more minutes left in the show before we get out of here. To my caller, what was your name again?
I'm Jimmy Spice Curry. I'm based in New York.
In New York. Do you have a, tell me, what are you doing, if you have a Twitter or a Facebook or a website?
Yeah, I do management and production and publishing, but my second thing is what you do. I like to share information and knowledge, and I did it for 34 years, and then I realized other people were making money off my ideas, winning Grammy Awards and all kinds of stuff, and I said, wait a minute, I need to make money off my own stuff. So I'm telling you what I've experienced, you know. And the two things are connected. We tend to think being good means you don't make money off it, and white people have taught us, nope, that's not how it works. You're good at what you do, get a check, and then you can build the brand, and then you can invest in a larger facility, then you can get 10 better computers, and then you can buy, you know, it all is connected to the fiat currency. So definitely, you know, there's also a way to get fiscal nonprofit sponsorship, meaning you don't have the nonprofit, a larger organization is the nonprofit, and you go in, and within about 2 weeks to 4 weeks, you start getting nonprofit underwriters and funding, and you tell people, yeah, I'm a nonprofit, my fiscal nonprofit is so-and-so, as opposed to waiting, you know, 2 years for the government's nonprofit clearances to come through, because what you're doing is positive, but it would be great to see you making millions doing your thing and, you know, spreading that brand and doing like Oprah. Oprah is doing kind of what you're doing, you know. Oprah helps people. But she's made $1 billion doing it.
And she has a whole brand. Big shout out to Oprah. Oprah, I was definitely soon. I speak that into existence. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm very, very proud of her. Jimmy, do you have a website or a social media network that we can check you out on?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Jimmy Spice Curry, and people can link up with me there. But I'm hoping all the people listening to your show continue to support your show, and that you, when you do your first book, I want to come to the book signing and get some autographs.
I would definitely autograph a book for you, Jimmy. I definitely appreciate it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to the Mommy Mom Show. Make sure you check me out this Wednesday, 3 p.m. on the West and 6 p.m. on the East. So we out here Wednesdays. We're going to be chopping it up with business owner Eileen Joseph, and she's going to be talking to her about her traveling business and also the discounts you can receive for just tuning live into the show. The summertime is coming, and we do have those vacation sets up, and we're ready to go, and she has special packages for you. We're going to go get out of here with one of my favorite songs, and of course it's a throwback, and it's Angel. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, at Diva Spot Radio, and at Mommy Moms. Keep God first, family second, and career third. We up out of here.
DJ Wizlaw.
You know you